Welcome once again to Shanghai, the Dev Days 2015. I think as Jinghui mentioned, this is the fourth event that we've done in mainland China in probably the last 2 years. This is the first event where we've taken more of a focus on kind of the developer, the application developer. Most of the times we focused on more interoperability and protocol interoperability. So we're kind of changing things up this year. My name is Michael Bowman. I'm a program manager on the Office Extensibility team.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Donnie Liu. I'm the manager for the developer experience team in Extensibility division. We're very excited today to share with you opportunities of what it takes to develop on Office 365. My team are here, engineers are here to walk you through many of the things that what David covered earlier. We're very excited. We're glad that you take the time to come join us. So with that, should we just start with talk about Office 365, what's new in Office in 2016 release?
Great, let's do that. So today we're talking about the Office developer opportunity. And most of the time when you think about Office, you think about word processing, creating presentations, sending email, and things like that. But imagine for a second if you had an opportunity to build an application that could connect within the Office client and be available to anybody that's using Office, or connect to the data that's contained within the Office 365 system, like David was talking about with mail, calendar, contacts, files, and folders. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. And really the theme of this talk is how Office is available when and wherever you need it. A lot of investment that we've made in the last couple years has been making sure that the Office applications are available on almost every platform, almost every popular platform, I should say, that's available. Today, you can download Office on your Android phone, your Google devices, iOS, Apple, and of course, Windows. And if you don't have any of those platforms, you can use Office Online, which I'll show in a minute, which is a browser-based version of Office. So this just goes to show the investment we're making within Office to make sure that it doesn't always have to be Windows anymore. Kind of the new philosophy with Microsoft, and especially the new philosophy within Office regarding developer experiences, we want to go where the developers are. And in many cases, that's not Microsoft. And so we want to make sure that we are offering the right platform and tooling so that if you do a lot of development on Android, you can use the tools that you're familiar with to build very compelling applications within the Office system. So I'm just going to pause here for a second, and I'm just going to fire up Office Online. How many people have used Office Online before? Okay, well, that's actually better. The last time we did this event, there were no hands. So it's good to see that we're making progress in some ways. So you've used it before, but basically, like I said, you have access online to all the main Office applications. They're absolutely free. All you need to do is sign up for a Microsoft account, which that is also free. So when you open up a Word document, it looks very, very rich. It's very similar to the desktop client. And we've been putting a lot of investment and time into making this online product in more parity with the actual rich client that installs on your desktop. One of the unique features, or kind of the differentiating factors with Office Online, is real-time co-authoring, where with the click of a button, you can share a document with anybody you want over email. In this case, I'm just going to pick a colleague of mine in the back of the room. I'm going to share the document with him. And it'll send him an email. And as he authors the document, I can also author the document. Shang Dev Days 2015. While he gets that email, the other thing, since you've used Office Online, how many people are familiar with the Office Store? Nobody. One person. All right. Well, hopefully at the end of these 2 days, if we ask that question, everybody's going to raise their hand. So the Office Store is a major theme for today's set of talks. And basically what the Office Store is, it allows you to insert applications within the Office product. So here are some that have been installed by our organization, and then you can actually go to the store and you can search for other applications that you might find useful. And as developers, you can build your own applications and put them in the store as well. And that's what we're encouraging over the next couple of days. So we'll talk more in detail about this. We'll show some examples later in this talk. You can see that Puyi's already started to edit the document. It's letting me know, and I can also see that he's typing something in Chinese that I don't understand. Hopefully it's not bad. Okay, so that's just a quick look at Office Online. So let me go back to the presentation here. So as I mentioned, real-time co-authoring is something that we're supporting across most all of the Office applications. You can share your document with the click of the button. You can do cool things with Outlook now where you can edit. If somebody sends you an attachment with an Office document, you can edit and reply to it without having to open up the document, reattach it. You can just do one click, edit, and reply. And you can have that experience across all your devices. Now, Office in most people's mind are these five applications. Sometimes it's three of those applications, Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. But Office 365 and Office 2016 is much more than that. There's many more features and technologies that exist within Office. Unfortunately, we won't have the time during this event to go through each one, but I've just highlighted a couple here. Docs.com is a service that allows you to share your content with the world. If you're familiar with YouTube, it's kind of like the YouTube for content, where you can upload manuscripts, whatever you want, and share it out, have people contribute, etc. There's new planning software that allows you to organize your teamwork, assign tasks, manage projects. One of my favorite applications that we've released probably about 8 months ago is Sway.com. Has anybody here used Sway.com? All right, three people. It's cool, right? You can create a website in a matter of minutes, and it's touch friendly, it's super simple. In fact, we'll probably try to do a demo maybe in between some of the sessions, but it's a very cool service that we offer. Again, it's absolutely free. You just need a Microsoft account to sign up. And if you do a lot of presentations, one way to impress your audience is to use Sway. And they'll think you went through all this work to create it, and you'll look really good in front of your peers. Just don't, you know, once they find out what you used, you might blow your cover. The other thing that is unique with Office 365 from a business perspective is something called Office Delve, where we're using machine learning to understand what your behavior is across Office 365, who you're emailing, what types of files you're accessing, okay? What type of projects you're working on. And this Office Delve will basically learn what you're doing, and then it's gonna focus the information that it presents to you based on what you're working on at that moment. It's very cool, and I think Puyi's talking about that a little bit in his talk later. But one of the quotes that I just wanted to call out from Satya Nadella, who's the CEO of Microsoft, is that Office is the most strategic developer surface area for Microsoft. Okay? And I think that's a powerful statement. And I think it's something that hopefully you can understand after these 2 days. If you can't, then we need to do a better job of communicating why. But you know, I think that this statement alone kind of shows the direction that we want to take the Office product in. And so Donnie's going to spend a few minutes to talk about, from a quantitative perspective, why that is.
So as a developer, when you develop an app, the opportunity that we generally look for is basically your user growth, user engagement, and usage of your app, right? So there's nothing better to have really a huge amount of user who can start downloading your app, and then giving you feedback and grow along with it so that, you know, you have that baseline to begin with. So there's nothing better when you're basically building onto our office, right? There is a huge amount of user right by default. Just some stat that like Mike, what Michael mentioned earlier, we have 1.2 billion Office users. And this is not just your desktop users. The Office, it's mobile first, cloud first. Literally what that means is that we look at our data over the last few months, we have hundreds of millions of people actually downloading Office on your cell phone, on tablet, may it be on iOS or on Android devices. Another way to look at this is that when you talk about usage, we look at our data and go, we've seen people actually use 2 to 3 hours Office every day, including the weekend. Where do you find a customer base like that? So this is where your opportunity come from, right? So since we launched Office 365 a few years ago, we have seen 4 trillion emails created and sent. That's a huge amount of email. Imagine what it's like if you have an app running inside of Outlook, may it be in the cloud, or may it be on the desktop, or on the mobile devices and whatnot. So besides that, there was 850 million of calendar events created every month, right? This is amazing. That all basically accumulated to roughly 470 terabytes of data, right? Again, as a developer, there's nothing more exciting than where there's a huge user base for us to grow and evolve. And Office has those opportunities for us. So before I talk about the Office developer vision and where we're going, I'd like to take a step back and first talk about the journey. Office has always been a big believer of enabling developers, IT folks to personalize and customize our applications. Even back as like back in the 1990s, we brought Visual Basic for application for IT managers, developers to do customization to adding feature and functionalities, which is still a great user base today, by the way. And it continues to work very well for us and for you as a developer. And then in the 2000s, we cooperated with Visual Studio and released what we call the Win32 COM add-in. This is a plugin that as a developer that you can basically write, that you can scrape data out of any of the Office applications, which is another amazing, powerful platform. So as Office moved toward to cloud first, mobile first, we are absolutely very excited to continue to invest in our extensibility platform. And you as the third party developer would love to join us. And you see basically the number that I shared earlier, 1.2 billion users. So when you think about you know, what it means to be an Office developer, right? Earlier I shared about 1.2 billion of Office users that are living inside of Office 2 to 3 hours a day. That's a lot of users, a lot of usage. So from the user perspective, as a developer, there's nothing more excited that I can build a plugin in the modern time so that you can be cross-platform, running on any devices, that's what we talk about. And you are also going to be able to get through the data through the REST API, which some of my colleagues will introduce later today. So with that 4.7 terabyte amount of data that I talk about, thinking about that world, where you know, you as a developer now can enable your Office users to go find a solution that they like. So with that, when we talk about plugin, it is about Office add-ins. What Office add-in enable you to do is basically being living in the app, may it be Excel, Word, PowerPoint, Outlook, or SharePoint, right? So it's very app contextual. You are part of the essentially extending the app itself, or you could have a web service running that plug into the Office data that we talk about with REST API. It's a fantastic way of basically building on top of what Office ship with. So what is an Office add-in? An Office add-in, it's really just a web page loaded inside Office application to extend essentially the documents, the data inside Office. You can manipulate it. You can basically, you know, aggregate the data. You can essentially do whatever. You will see a bunch of our demo today. It's essentially, think of it as a really a solution that your end user can appreciate and where they will basically purchase your solution. So Office add-in, Office application extensions using web technologies. This is not another sort of language. It is programming languages that you're already familiar with. These are HTML5 and CSS used to construct user interface. It's JavaScript and jQuery that you use to add executable logic. Your app, as an Office add-in, basically can read and write the content inside the Office document. And your Office add-in can also call other web services hosted either over the internet or within the company LAN, which is very powerful to basically a lot of flexibility. Now, remember the concept of Office add-in really is that it works across platform and also it's work in the cloud. So with that, let's do a demo. Michael, can you do us a demo of what it's like to run in PowerPoint?
Yeah, so I'm going to do an Office add-in demo for PowerPoint. It's an add-in that was developed by a company called Poll Everywhere. I've already downloaded the add-in. I'm just going to add it to my slide here. I'm going to insert it. And what Poll Everywhere allows you to do is take polls, right? A lot of times when you're giving a presentation, maybe you want to interact with the audience through questionnaires, through brainstorms, word clouds, etc. And that's exactly what this add-in allows you to do. You can put in a question. Do you plan to build an Office add-in? Oops. It's much more interesting if I show you what I'm doing. Okay. Great. Yes. Oops. Yes. No. Not sure. And what this is going to do, once I click Insert New Poll, it's going to contact this company's web service, and it's going to generate a URL and a text message that you can all access right now if you wanted to. So if you went to www.pollev.com/michaelboma021, you could actually answer this question. I'm going to just activate the survey, and now I'm going to represent the slide. Oh, somebody's already responded. So everybody's yes. That might just be one person. Okay, so anyway, it's actually dynamic. If there were some no's or not sure's, you would see this dynamically change on the page. But the point here is this is a third-party web service that's connected with your slide. That allows you to interact directly within PowerPoint. And you can create it, you can increase the complexity. This is the free version. There's also a paid version that's a bit more complex. Okay? So I can clear the results, and then it keeps the URL the same, and if I reactivate, you can actually see this time, I think, if, let me try it one more time so you can see it actually dynamically go through. So, okay, well, you can just trust me that great, 100% no. But anyway, it'll be dynamic within this add-in itself, okay? Not sure, so people have started to vote. Okay, anyway, that's an example of a PowerPoint add-in, and Donnie, why don't you show in Excel?
Absolutely. So Excel is all about data, right? As a data geek myself, there's nothing better to basically go really understanding data, but not everybody in the world basically look at data like what, you know, a geek does, looking deeply. But rather, you know, there's a saying, say, a picture is worth 1,000 words. Imagine, right, if you basically are giving an Excel workbook. So here's a workbook that I created for our demo today. This is the world population as of 2014, right? So in Excel, it does have come with a bunch of charts and whatnot that you can go chart with the column chart and other chart type. But one of the opportunity here that I found in the app store created by Databricks was that they want you to tell an interactive story, which is fantastic, right? So to basically look at a chart that is interactively and be able to describe the story of what it's like instead of going to the table, it's awesome. So the way how you add an add-in, it's what Michael showed earlier. You go to the App Store. So you, in here, I basically select my Databricks add-in that I have used earlier. This is what we call a content add-in. So it actually goes stick with the workbook. And then when you save it and share it later, it all travels with it. So as it loads, what it does is basically loading the add-in and from basically the store. And it's sometimes takes a little bit of time and whatnot. But once you basically have it loaded, it's very easy to bind in the data. So it allows you to bind the data or basically use some of the template data they have. So in this case, I'll show you basically how where you can very quickly bind the data. And then see this sort of donut interactive chart, right? So here you can see literally when we talk about world population as of 2014, China, it's 19.9%, right? India is behind it with 18.1%. US is basically 4.75%, which is a fantastic way of basically extending Excel, right? You basically are creating a simple solution, a new chart type that uses the Excel interfaces. You can extract data and feed it in there. And this, it's a add-in that is for free. So I invite you, we all to go play with it later. Now, when we talk about Office add-in being cross-platform and cloud-first, this whole Office add-in literally work in the Excel online version as well that I'd like to show you. So now I close this workbook on desktop. And I will go into my browser. So I'm going to load the same workbook, which is basically stored in the cloud. Very quickly, you see the same workbook. Again, this is the world population of 2014. And here I will do the same. First, I have to edit the workbook online. And likewise, I'm going through my add-in. And takes, again, a little bit of time to go insert. So here are all the different add-in that are basically in the store. This is the Databricks for Excel add-in that I showed earlier on the desktop. I go trust it. You see that the interface, the experience of the add-in, it's exactly the same as what I did on the desktop, right? Now the functionality is similar as well. And you see exactly the same chart. And this is Excel running in the cloud with the Databricks add-in, right? the same add-in that you as a developer can go create. Not only do they run in the Win32 desktop, they run in the cloud. And as we basically are embracing fully mobile first, cloud first, it will run on other platform as well. So it's a very, very exciting time for us. So earlier, I talked about where with Office 365 development, you can get a hold of data. So let's talk a little bit about the Office 365 API, Michael.
Great. Let me just put it back in. Great. Thank you, Donnie. So David mentioned this a little bit in his keynote. This is kind of the second part of the Office developer vision. Add-ins is the user side, and then the data side is the Office 365 APIs. And it's those APIs that allow you to have access to the files, folders, mail, calendar, and contacts across O365. And you saw some of the stats that Donnie mentioned earlier. And the way we've invested in these APIs is to make sure that they're basically available in languages that you know, not proprietary Microsoft technologies where you have to load up Visual Studio and have a full Microsoft stack. You can build your solution to connect to Office 365 using .NET, PHP, Java, Ruby, etc., and access most of this data through just rich REST APIs. And we have a full session on that later this afternoon, so I'm not going to go into too much here, but we will give a quick demo.
Absolutely.
On what that might look like.
So earlier, I talked about how huge amount usage that we have in Outlook, right? 1.7 trillion emails sent, 850 meeting million meeting requests sent monthly. And Boomerang, this add-in in Outlook, literally captured understanding basically the whole usage phenomenon. I want to share with you folks. So I have preloaded
disappeared.
That's weird. This is a live demo. So when live demo happens,
right,
you learn about new things. So Boomerang, like I was saying, it's actually a very powerful Outlook add-in that was created. What it does is that it look at Outlook and look at some of the functionality it didn't provide, and it literally create as an extension for Outlook. Right? Take advantage of all these rich usage, the number of people who are using on it. So you can see that one of the features that it provides is basically enabling you to send your email later. Imagine how great it is that you can feel like you were working, but you were working in the late evening, but really you drafted way ahead of time and just send it, right? So Boomerang add-in, it's a very smart way of enabling the user to go controlling when your email wants to be sent. The other thing I like about this add-in too is that it's really cool, basically, when you are trying to set up a meeting with your colleague, right, with your friend, you can basically give them a visual way of saying when your times are available. So Michael and I will plan to meet after the Shanghai Plugfest to go over our event as we wrap up. So what I'm going to do is basically go. This is, by the way, Michael's computer. So I'm pretending to be Michael now and sending email to myself.
We're wearing the same shirt code.
So I like these 30-minute meetings so that it keep it brief, it keep us basically on time and whatnot. And you can now basically go also say, okay, we're gonna be back in Redmond. So I can peek at Michael's calendar and basically go pick a few times that works for Michael. that I know generally work for me is lunchtime. And then what I can do then, literally just insert it in this email. So it'll take a little bit of time rendering, and this will be your visual. So when you, it doesn't look too good on here, but it looks really well when you basically look it in front of a computer. So it's another way of basically extending Outlook without needing to understand the building in with Outlook or the complication, right? This is basically using your, you know, you could use the REST API. You can build similar add-in as such. So I want you to come back here and then talk about, we talk a bit more about the developer program and what we have to offer and whatnot and why you should go there. I want you to transition into basically talk about how you can get started as a developer. So for Office 365 development, we have a very rich developer program. Right, so it has trainings, it has opportunity. You can stay connected with the community and whatnot. The easiest way is basically go there by clicking dev.office.com. I will switch over to my browser again. Preloaded. So here's a web portal that my team owns that captures all the information you need as a developer to build on top of Office 365. May it be building add-ins for desktop, building it for the cloud, or building it for the mobile services. So it's a very central way, very easy to find information. When you're here on the landing page, you see that we have the training, we have the documentation, and then you also basically we have all the places where you can stay connected with other developers. If you have technical questions, that our engineers, our support crew, our support engineer and whatnot are all very good at engaging with you. So let me go. So this is a preloaded web page that I brought in from training. So on again dev.office.com training, you see that we have very rich topic from how you can basically get started with Office 365 to, again, the full video on overview of Office 365 development. So it's a combination of video that you can watch at your own time that works for you and get deep into what is provided. So, but if you're like me, as a developer, there's nothing better than basically go start hacking, right? Who wants to spend hours and hours of basically taking lessons and training, you can start hacking. The best way to start hacking and learning is to go play with sample code. So we provide tons and tons of sample code, right, in whatever language that you are being the developer. May it be PHP, C Sharp, and so forth. So you will see many of these, and the libraries keep growing. And we love your participation as well. Many of these code are also on GitHub, and GitHub is very open to the public. So as we basically continue to build the community, we'd love you to participate, we'd love you to share. And if you want to find out more about the API reference, we have a full library of where you can find this information. So all of this, by the way, are back to basically dev.office.com. So one of the things I want you to do today while my team and I are in Shanghai is to invite you to start creating an Office 365 developer account for free. This is a free one-year program that you can get started as a developer. There is no glitches, no gadget, no credit card. You sign up, you now get full access to your Office, right? You get full access to the library. My team members, my engineer and I are here for today and tomorrow if you need any assistance. Let us know. We are very excited to build the community with you. We're very excited to see some creativity, how we can partner together of basically building solutions for Office. And you can get there by clicking on the dev program, again on dev.office.com. And you go through basically, it gives you how to sign up. And relatively within a few minutes, you get a 1 free year of using the developer program. You can start building your Office add-in in the cloud right away. So later on today, you will hear my teammate who will talk more about how you can build an add-in. You will hear from my teammate how to basically use Office API and so forth. So we definitely love to stay connected with you. So let's talk about how we move forward and how we can stay connected, Michael.
Okay. So there's a variety of ways to engage going forward. You guys will get all the slide decks for the event probably end of this week. So we've thrown a lot of links in here, but we're trying to, on a regular basis, release kind of what we're doing, be very open and transparent. We really love hearing feedback, so if you go to User Voice, you can actually tell us what you think. You can tell us maybe there's some functionality that doesn't exist, but you think it should. That's a great place to do it. So we have all these portals. One of the things I would encourage you guys to think about these next couple of days is, have you used Office and thought of gaps or functionality that's missing, or wished that there was a feature that doesn't exist? And it's those kind of gaps or those pain points that you've hit, those are opportunities for you. Those are opportunities for you to develop a new application and publish that to the store. And what's even more exciting about that is if you look into the store and you look at how many apps have been localized for the China market, there's not too many, right? So this is in the early stages of, you know, what we're talking about here. And so I think that it's even more exciting being here in China, and it's one of the reasons why we're here for these couple of days, is just to let people know that this stuff exists, because oftentimes it gets lost. I mean, We're constantly adding new features to Office, and it's almost impossible to understand everything that the Office can do. But This is one area that's extremely exciting for us, and hopefully for you as well. Yeah.
And to Michael's point, right, creating an app in Office, it doesn't have to be complex. You saw a few demos from us. You saw Dataverse. Dataverse was a very interesting, it seems very complex, but it's very easy to get started. It's very targeted on what scenario that you want to basically go provide your end users, right? So Dataverse captured the idea of how do I do an interactive visualization that the market doesn't have today, right? So it's a very fantastic way. Boomerang, same thing. It's not a very complex solution, but what it does reach out to is that I actually use Boomerang at work because it's basically providing me the capability of what I don't find that we built in Outlook. You know, as the Office team, we can't build everything. We love to get input, and we will basically continue to evolve and build for what our users needs. But we also love to have partnership developers like yourself to come look at what scenario that basically are interesting for the Chinese market, right? What is it that we can release jointly? What is it that the opportunity that we can create for you and you can create for yourself? So it's an exciting time.
All right, so that's our presentation. If you have any questions, come find us. We'll be around for the next couple of days. So thank you for your time.
Thank you.